today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right to your phone calls. We go ladies first. Kate, listening to KUSA in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was calling in regarding the comment about immigrants not being able to collect income tax. And
Please restate that. Please restate
immigrants, that. Okay, immigrants are allowed to collect income tax. They fill out an application. They are assigned a tax ID number, and they are allowed to collect their income tax under that number.
You're talking about legal immigrants, right?
No. I'm talking about illegal immigrants in Washington State. I don't know about the rest of the country, but they fill out an application through IRS, and they get assigned a tax ID number, and they are allowed to get their income tax.
So point of information, what you're saying is here that they're paying income tax, and they're allowed to get a refund. They're allowed to. You're saying that so-called illegal immigrants are allowed to do the entire tax system thing.
Yes, but even a little, let's go a little further, okay? They're allowed to, they get public assistance, all right? If that person that's getting, got their tax ID number, if they're sending $3,000 a year to another country, okay?
Yeah.
And they're claiming that they are supporting that person in the other country. Let's say they're sending it to mom.
Okay.
I'm a man, I'm working, and I'm sending $3,000 or more a year to mom. I can get an application for mom, fill out that application, and claim her as a defendant, even though you don't know that mommy's putting it in a bank account for me in another country. And if I'm sending $6,000 or more, I can say I can show my Western Union receipts, gather them all up, take them to the tax accountant. I could have sent $3,000 in mommy's name, $3,000 in daddy's name, and therefore I have supported two family members in another country and claimed them as dependents. And I just thought that America needed to know that.
So it sounds to me like you have an objection with the tax system.
No, I am clarifying the fact that I heard on your radio that they're not allowed to get tax refunds.
Okay, well, we'll take your word for it.
Well, I want to ask you a question about that. Now, you said you were this male immigrant, and I'll take your word for it that you're a male immigrant who's here illegally. And would you go to the federal government, the agency that you're trying very hard to hide from, and tell them that you're here in order to collect a couple few hundred dollars that you might have gotten working at minimum wage picking fruit?
They actually do that, and we're in the town where I live. There's actually an office that they can go to file that paper safely, and they know they can.
So they get the refund at the office, and then they go in, they get the check, and they disappear.
They go get the application. They can get the application and the help of the application at that particular office. They're not scared.
Do you think that people that don't pay income tax should go to jail?
No, I don't.
No, then there's no problem, right?
I'm not saying there's a problem. I'm just clarifying the fact that they are allowed to get income tax.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because, I mean, there are a lot of people
The less money going to the federal government to blow people up in foreign countries, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Kate, any other thoughts? I guess not.
No,
thanks for the call.
All.
Appreciate, yep, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If that's true, then why don't the government... I'm going to take her word for it. I don't know. But there are all these stories of the federal government going into different meatpacking plants, for instance, and different businesses, and essentially doing a kick-down-the-door style SWAT team raid and then taking a bunch of people away.
Isn't that really isn't that the shtick of the government, though, to really contradict itself constantly? I mean, that's what they do. You put this organization there to handle an issue, and that issue is, say, immigration, because most of the people in the country do not feel like you and I do, Ian. The numbers, as I understand it, are like 80% against people coming into the country illegally.
They're just misinformed.
Right. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So the federal government, the agency that's meant to handle this issue, can't even do that right. They give tax ID numbers to illegal immigrants and then let them collect money. I mean, that's just dumb, right?
Of course, they're also paying money in.
But why would you give a federal tax ID number to a person who's here illegally?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense whatever.
But you're right. What you're saying is they do things that don't make sense.
Yes, that's what the government does. And as far as I'm concerned, the best reason why you should never let them handle anything, including immigration.
There you go. And, of course, if there weren't a federal government taking people's tax dollars in the first place, then there wouldn't be any way to work that system. So then it would just be people coming here to make a better life for themselves. And if they needed help, they could go to people that would be offering the help voluntarily.
I say again and again, in this country, we don't have an immigration problem. We have a welfare problem.
Got a government problem.
We have a public school problem. We have a hospitals being forced to treat people who can't and don't pay problem.
Let's continue here, and I would like to point out that I think that in the absence of hospitals being forced to treat those people, that many of them would treat them anyway because they're charitable.
I think that's true, too.
And because they got into the business to care about people.
However.
And they have charity wings, and in the absence of all these excessive, exorbitant government taxes, we'd all have more money with which to give to various different charities like the Shriners or charity wings at hospitals that can help people that need it wherever it is they come from. So we continue here and talk to Alan, listening to WFTL on the east coast of Florida. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Alan, what's on your mind tonight?
I enjoy your show. I think it's entertaining, but I think a great deal of your arguments are specious. And if you can give me 30 seconds to state my case.
Sure.
I'm going to look up specious while you do that, okay?
Go ahead.
Power to the people. You look at textbooks, you see power to the people going back ad nauseum, as far as you can go. These people who do get power, these Castros and the Russian and the Czars, not the Czars, against the Czars, when they become powerful, become just like what they were taking over.
Absolutely.
It's almost like 1984 Animal Farm. But some of the other things you say scare me.
Like what?
Open containers in a car are okay because you have a beer, you sip a beer. How many tens of thousands of people are pulled out of their car and the cop asks them if you've been drinking? No, I had a beer. Maybe I had two beers, that's all. And you're giving them the opportunity to keep an open container in the car and not have to worry about that.
Mark, didn't you say that was legal?
Do you know that?
You said you give me 30 seconds.
It would be more than that.
It was more than 30 seconds, but I would like to point out that it only recently, Montana was the last state, and I think it was 2006 that they overturned their the legality of having an open container. And I would challenge you to find all the terrible issues. Montana didn't have the highest drunk driving rate by a long shot in the nation.
And your point is?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Do you honestly think that it doesn't matter if someone is driving with an open container?
I just
it
gave you statistics. I don't want to hear just silly little arguments as to whether it's right or wrong. I want to hear statistics. Show me science.
Well, I can't give it to you, but you think the police department, I guess you don't trust them, but you think they can give you statistics of open containers in a car and the chances of that driver being drunk? You think that's greater than not having an open container?
I think that drunk driving, if you are driving in a dangerous fashion, that should be illegal. However, I do not think that a person driving with there used to be these can wraps that would be that would look like beer containers, but in fact you could wrap them around your Pepsi or something. Do you think do you think those people should get a ticket?
Well, sometimes I don't have answers for everything, but I remember about a year ago I called you and you had stated that you think the states should be able to control cigarette distribution. And I called you and I said, these are the same states that won't allow blacks to vote. These are the same states that have states' rights over the past, our history, who decided they don't want you to be able to do whatever, child labor laws.
Wait, I'm a little lost. What did you say that we said about the states and cigarettes?
So here's the federal government getting involved, and 18 you have to be, or 21 years old to smoke, and it's not the federal government's job or responsibility to control smoking. Every state should be controlling the smoking laws in that state.
I don't think there should be smoking laws.
Wait. If you think the federal government is the best agency to handle all of these issues, don't you really think that, since humans are the same all over, shouldn't there be like one world government to handle all these issues?
You're carrying it so far. That I don't think it makes any sense.
Well, you put words in my mouth anyway. I mean, if you put words in my mouth.
If you didn't say it, then tell me you didn't say it, and I'm wrong.
I am not in favor of any smoking laws. I think you should be able to go out and buy whatever cigarettes you want to without having some bureaucrat taking money from the transaction. Thank you for the call. More coming up. You can bring up anything to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. They include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, listen lines. It's all there. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you are or know somebody who is a college student, somebody headed into college, headed out of college, or in the middle of college, check out libertarianinternships.com. It's not like it's going to be any easier to find a job come summertime than it is right now. And, you know, unemployment's at 14% in some states. Libertarian Internship has internships in journalism, production, state and federal policy networks. And you can, you know, they give you a stipend, a housing allowance, and you know, seminars on the way in, the way out. It's libertarianinternships.com. You'll have to go over there and sign up for an account to find out all the information. There's a lot of information without signing up, but it's libertarianinternships.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's try Will in Charleston again, listening to WSC-FM. Will, you were, I guess, at work when you called earlier. Had to go. What's on your mind tonight? Will? Charleston? Did we lose Will?
That you guys were talking about earlier, and this is straight up out of 1984. I don't know if any of you guys ever read that book.
You're talking about, though, just to bring our listeners up to speed that may not have been tuned in at that time, you're talking about the UK and also Houston, apparently. Houston's testing them. The UK's talking about doing it in a couple of years, but bringing out flying unmanned drones to patrol the streets of the UK and Houston and who knows where else next.
Right. The Predator drones is what they know as the military. But anyway, here in Charleston, we've got 12% unemployment. People cannot find jobs. I'm a police officer, and I run pizza at night just to make a living.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know.
We only get paid, rookie like I am, we only get paid $19,000 a year.
Oh, my. Wow. That's relatively low, I would say.
You know, I want to say, but before we go on, we get so many people that call in, and they'll tell you things like, oh, I was in the military for 6 years or whatever, and they're looking for that praise. But I, and what you're saying there, I want to praise you for doing what it takes to provide for yourself and your family. Thank you.
I appreciate that, but I'm not really looking for a pat on the back.
I know. I don't pass them out. You can listen to month after month of the show. I don't give them out very often, man.
Yeah, the military guys will call in and they'll say, and I was in the military, and pause.
Right? We don't have the crickets necessarily queued up, but go ahead, man.
At any rate, these Predator drones that they're looking at, you know, there's a 1% chance of this stuff actually working when it needs to work, and that's a very small chance.
Mm-hmm.
The chances of it catching somebody with shooting another person or catching an armed robbery is you got better chances of winning the lottery.
Yeah, and you know, but they're going to spend millions of dollars while you know, people
and raise taxes,
right? And raise taxes to do it.
And we're already in. I'm not going to call it a recession, but I mean, that's more or less what it is.
Yeah, it is.
At any rate, that money's got to come from somewhere. And I wish I could stop paying my taxes, but the whole police officer thing, you know, that they don't like it when you don't do that.
No, yeah.
Bad news. That'll just be bad. And I have a set of steel bracelets on. I don't really want those. But it's going to cost people like me their jobs because that money's got to come from somewhere.
Oh, well, they'll raise taxes. They'll put a few more people out of their homes when they can't pay the taxes. They'll take the homes. They'll sell them. They'll manage to extract it from the poor people who just they just won't stop paying. And you're right. If people would stop paying taxes, it would absolutely grind things to a standstill. Because how many? I mean, could you imagine like 100 people, 100 homes, 100 families refusing to pay at least a portion of property taxes? It would be so powerful. Of course, they would possibly lose their homes as a result of it, but they'd certainly pick out a few of them and try to make examples of them to scare the rest of them into doing it. But if you could find 100 families to refuse to pay, they wouldn't be able to take all their homes. It would just be way too politically unfeasible at that point. So
that's true, but anyway, back to my original point.
Sure.
The idea of these predator drones, I cannot remember the author's name, but this is straight out of the book called 1984.
That's George Orwell.
George Orwell, yeah.
I thought.
He did Animal Farm, too.
There's even a term for it. It's Orwellian, this kind of stuff.
Well, it's just like that. It's like V for Vendetta, which is also a very political movie that came out of a book. Actually came out of a comic book.
I just love that we've had now three law enforcement officers call this show tonight to come out against these flying drones.
It was law enforcement officers that taught me about liberty originally, and I think that a lot of them, you know, they get to see how inefficient the state is from the inside and don't want it running too much.
Yeah.
This may get me in trouble with you two, but Charleston's turned into one giant ghetto. It's a dying town, believe it or not. It's a
what has Charleston? Charleston
is? Charleston, South Carolina. We are going broke, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I know what they can do to fix the problem. Raise taxes. Create more programs.
What they need to do to actually fix the problem is get more police officers out on the road. I know that's not exactly sounds like a good idea, but...
getting them on the road, what's that going to do?
I'm a cop.
Now, wait a minute. Getting cops out on the road, that's going to raise revenue from speeding tickets and stuff, right? Is that what you're talking about, or what do you mean?
No, I'm talking about getting crime down.
Oh, real crime? Real crime with victims?
Last night, somebody tried to rob me last night.
Wow.
That didn't go too well.
And I'm a damn cop.
That's amazing.
Do you concealed carry?
Wrong side of town.
Do you concealed carry while you're delivering pizza?
Huh?
Do you concealed carry while you deliver pizza?
I do. They don't like it, but I do.
Yeah.
I have my permit. I'm allowed. I have a right to bear arms. And they can kiss my Polish ass if they say no.
I think you're allowed even if you don't have a permit, personally, because if it's a right, you don't have to ask permission.
That's very true. But I had to get the permit when I was going for training, so I kind of got it.
Hey, you're in the system, man. There's only so much you can do.
You can't protest and, protest carry. I understand.
But it's been...
I'm in a rock and a hard place here. I've got to do the right thing, and the right thing is damn hard to see at this point. You got people out there that are just trying to make it, and they're barely making it. And
look up Brad Jardis when you get a chance. Go and search online and find Brad Jardis. You'll find a man who has really taken a hard road and has had an amazing journey. Yeah, he is a police officer, and he's a former member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, just got kicked out tonight. He's taken a long, difficult road that has been quite a growing process for him that has involved beginning to stand up for his beliefs and stand up for doing the right thing as a police officer rather than just blindly following every order and every command that he's given. That's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, it is, and if I've seen many rookies, pizza. I'm actually delivering pizza right now, guys.
Have fun with it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Look at that, Mark. We're back on our FM stations. We get the pizza delivery crowd, right? Yeah. We always have the pizza dudes listening to us whenever we're on FM talk. So thank you to all of our talk stations out there. 800-259-9231. It's just great because more of the AM heritage talkers are starting to add what they call FM translators. Now, he was in Charleston, so he's on a 25,000-watt FM station down there. But even the little 50-watt or 100-watt translator for an AM station goes a long, long way to bringing new listeners to the talk radio format. We had that guy just stumble across the show. He's looking for Urban Channel earlier, and he found us and called in. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. It's the live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including stuff like our archives. Going back now all the way to January of 2009, right there in our podcast for your downloading convenience. Free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee or anything like that.
You right. Tell me another talk show host that's doing that, that's making 2 years worth of podcasts available to
you. It's going to be more than that eventually. We're working busily behind the scenes. Our tech team is working on getting us going all the way back to, I think, April of 2006. So that's coming soon to freetalklive.com, and it's all going to be free for you. So head over there and enjoy that. Coming up in about 2 months' time, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the premier convention, Liberty Convention, for the I would say the year. This is an amazing event filled with hundreds of wonderful people who are liberty-minded folks. They're getting together in order to achieve liberty in their lifetime. Many of them already living here in New Hampshire, many of them considering a move to New Hampshire, many of them planning to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is, of course, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that and learn more about the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Maybe you've heard of a man named Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Be hard not to.
He is going to be speaking at this event. There are going to be a number of other wonderful speakers and all kinds of great after-hours partying and just great social convention-y style atmosphere.
Not to mention Free Talk Live will be there.
We will be there. I'll be making an appearance. Unfortunately, I can't stay all weekend. I really want to, but Mark, you and a lot of our other great co-hosts are going to be battening down the hatches and holding down the fort
I'm the better host anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of people like you, Mark. So, and I'll be out there Thursday and also on arriving late on Saturday. The reason I can't go is because I have to go to New York City to schmooze it up with the radio bigwigs at the talk radio convention.
Yeah, I hate that I don't get to go to that.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls here at 800-259-9231. Let's go. Oh, by the way, Liberty Forum pre-registration discount, I believe, is still in effect. You can also use FTL2010 as a discount code to get 10% off your registration. So don't pass that up. And that code, by the way, is good from now on through the end of the registration period. So even if you miss the early bird discount, you can still use our code to get 10% off. FTL2010 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go to Nick, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, you got to turn your radio down. Nick?
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, Nick, you're on the air. Make sure you turn your radio all the way down.
Yeah, I got you. Right. I'm actually a delivery driver. I know you're talking about it. Yeah, so.
Right on.
I just want to comment. I mean, I'm glad Kate held up the numbers for the whole immigration, you know, situation and whatnot. I just think it's really ironic that the country we live in where everybody showed up. I mean, this isn't like a country where there was, like, families here since, you know, the Dark Ages. This is like we're all... I'm sure her family at one point came over on a boat somewhere.
That's
like,
probably true.
I just don't understand the argument. And as far as they're sending money back to their families, it's not staying in America. How do you think the rest of their families end up getting to come to America as well? I mean, that's what the Irish did forever.
Plus, it's a global economy. Somebody saying that, oh, God, they're sending money out of the country is not looking at the big picture. The money's going to move around the world in many different ways.
Right. If I took the percentage of money that some immigrant did and I put it into the bank rather than sending it back home, I'd still be paying to live, to have a place to live, to have a car to drive, food to eat, and all that other stuff. I mean, am I a bad American because I'm putting a certain amount of money away in the bank? Oh, no, it's an American bank. Well, I'm sorry. All banks create money through fractional reserve lending, and all that money moves around the world. So that's a specious argument.
I think another thing is, I mean, how much money? I want to know. I mean, how much money? Remember that stupid fence they built across Mexico and all that stuff? Like, how much money did they build on that stupid stuff? I mean,
billions,
you know, and like,
billions, and
I mean,
billions.
It's crazy. I mean,
it is
and
crazy.
On top of that, like, it's the same people that always want to be like the. Talk about the Constitution, they haven't read it, and we're the freedom people. Those are the same people that want to, like, go poke out people's rafts when they try to raft over from a communist country like Cuba. You know what I mean?
It's freedom for them. See, yeah, you're right, and they don't get it. And it's unfortunate. I hope that they take a moment to think about it, because if they really want freedom, what they're really talking about is freedom, then they have to extend it to other people. They have to allow other people to be free before they themselves can be free. And if they don't want to allow that to happen, then they'll always be in bondage for the rest of their lives. And I don't want to be in bondage. I want to live in a free place amongst other free people. I want people who want to make a better life for themselves to be able to come and go as they please. And I understand their concerns. I understand that, oh, well, there's this welfare program and they could be taking advantage of welfare. But that's a welfare objection. That's a problem with the fact that money is forcibly extracted from people and then redistributed to others. That's what the problem is there. But then once you answer that objection, many of the more hardcores will start bringing up really ludicrous things like, well, they've got tuberculosis and
they've got leprosy. They'll eat dogs. They're eating dogs in some neighborhoods. I mean, literally, we've heard every imaginable thing under the sun to talk about how people who want to come here and make a better life for themselves, and I hope most of them are coming here to work, but I do admit that many of them are coming here in order to get free programs.
Well, that's
but
one
the problem
of the
is free programs. Programs.
But wait, isn't that one of the other complaints, Mark, is that they're taking our jobs? So if it's not the other objections, it's, well, there's only so
they're
many jobs.
They're taking our jobs anyway by staying at home because the government themselves is driving companies out of this nation into other nations. So the taking our jobs thing is, once again, it doesn't have any validity because companies are, in fact, leaving.
Nick, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nothing, man. It's good to talk to you guys as always, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for making the call,
man.
He may not be pies. He didn't say what he was. What are you delivering tonight?
Well, actually, I manage a food delivery company. We deliver like 44 restaurants. So.
Yeah, see, we actually had, back when we were in Sarasota, we had somebody calling in from one of those companies as well. So you pick up, you basically put out menus and let people know that they can order from various different restaurants around town that normally don't have delivery option, and then you essentially go as the go-between, pick them up and drop them off, right?
That's it. CapitalCityFood.com. Thanks.
It's a great service. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Mike listening to WFTL in Edgewater in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike, going once?
Hello?
Mike, you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hey, are you on like a handset phone? Or what kind of phone are you on right now?
Oh, I'm actually on my computer.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Yeah. I'm actually a long time listener, first time caller. I'd like to talk about what a earlier caller said.
Go for it.
About how people can send money to other countries and like relatives or something, and then they'll put it in like a deposit for them. Mm-hmm. And I was just, huh?
Yeah. Go on.
And I was just thinking that why wouldn't, you know, the government or the people running this would not catch this? Why would someone, just some random person, someone in the United States would think of this first, and the government has no idea, well, might not have any idea what's going on?
Well, the government's incompetent, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, the government's pretty clueless. They rely on banks to turn people over to them. They're not actually, the government themselves are not really monitoring financial transactions. Typically what happens, at least is my understanding, and maybe there's somebody out there in the financial world, the banking world, that can call in and update me, but the last I understood was that if you were to go to your bank and give them $10,000 or more in cash, they'd have to file what they call a CTR, cash transaction report. That gets reported to the Treasury, as I understand it.
Because no crime could occur that's less than $10,000.
Well, if you do less than $10,000 and you do patterning it, they call
patterning.
It structuring. No,
yeah.
The term is structuring.
Yeah.
So if you go in and you do $8,000, then they might think that you're structuring something. So there are all kinds of rules and reporting requirements and things like that. But once you know what the rules are, you can just work around them. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Or better yet, know someone that works at a bank. That helps, too. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You think the big bad drug dealers might have connections at banks?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
It's Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Not going to give you the number. No point at this point. Phones are loaded up and we're in our final segment for the evening. But never fear, if you don't get through, we do this six nights a week. Oh, what's that? You don't get all six nights on your local talk radio station? Well, you can approach your local program director and tell him thank you for airing Free Talk Live, because it's always best to appreciate something first. And then ask him real nicely to add more of the show to their weeknights. You can do that just by looking up your station's contact info on their website and calling up, saying hi to the program director. Easy stuff. And if you're out there in the world of the Internet or even in the world of radio and you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up with the AMP program with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, going to David, listening in Eureka to KGLE. Hey, David. David, you're on the air.
Oh, howdy. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, as a carpenter, I've lost too many jobs to people coming here looking for a better life. So I'm totally against illegal immigration.
So you're a protectionist then?
Yeah, of my family, my job. Yeah, whenever I've got three kids and all of a sudden
tough,
I go to work and I don't have a job because somebody's there to do it for less. Yes,
so somebody's competing. What you don't like is competition then, right?
No, I can take competition from down the street, but not from another country.
Well,
no, that's not competition.
So you want to inflate prices then for the consumer?
No,
basically.
Prices wouldn't be inflated.
Would.
It would just be
they would.
What I made. No, if I made $10 an hour, and tomorrow I go there and I won't get $10 an hour, they're lowering prices, not inflating.
That's right. They're going to lower the prices of their products, their end products, if they're not spending as much on them because of competition.
They don't lower the price of the meat that they sell to you. That stays the same if it's a slaughterhouse. And this
over time, if new competitors get into the marketplace, then they will lower their prices because others will lower their prices in order to get new business.
Never
it's competition.
Happens. never happened.
Oh, it absolutely has happened. I can give you all kinds of examples in the supermarket. For instance, I remember when I was going to the drugstore back in the 80s, I would buy alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, for a dollar a bottle. Now it's 25 cents at Walmart. The fact is, over time, technology and competition in the marketplace does lower prices.
Okay. As far as them coming for a better life, if you could Google search one little phrase, it's work in the States, build a life in Mexico. Just Google search those words, and that tells you pretty much all you need to know.
What does it matter? I mean, what you're suggesting
is... Well, I'm sure that it's very difficult for people to come here and work illegally and then have to, you know, like for them to stay. It's hard. So I can imagine why they would only want to do that for a short period of time.
Well, besides that, who cares?
7 years and then go back to their nice new home in Mexico.
Well, who cares?
What do you mean, so?
Wait. So is there a problem? Wait a minute. Is there a problem, David, with me working here and then moving to Belize?
We have millions of homeless Americans, and you say so?
People,
David, what if I left the country? What if I made some money here in the United States? I made $100,000, decide I can live like a king in Costa Rica, and I leave the country. Am I a bad person?
Okay, then you take it there, and you benefit their economy.
That's what they're doing.
No, they're not benefiting our economy by coming here.
They buy things to eat. They buy places to live. They buy cars to drive.
You know, David, what your problem is, and I'm glad you called because I wanted to address this issue, that is that you have a lack mentality. I understand that you've lost your job to competition, and I'm sorry about that. I would suggest that you get more competitive and work to keep your job. It's not easy necessarily, but you've lost your job to competition, and that's what happens in a more free market. It's not a free market in this country. I would like to see more freedom. I would like to see more opportunities and competition and things like that. But essentially, you're coming from a lack mentality. The idea that there's this static pie, and there are only so many jobs out there, and that if people come in, that they're going to take up those jobs, and then there's going to be more people out of work because those people are coming in and taking the jobs. This is a lack mentality. It doesn't understand the fact that in a more free market, that pie expands. In the market we have, which is even fairly heavily restricted, the pie is expanding. The wealth pie expands. And as more people come here to participate in this, the economy here, that pie grows because of the reasons Mark was talking about, where those folks need to eat, they need to be housed, they want to be entertained, and that means that the economy grows in order to bring them in. There's not a finite amount of jobs.
The housing bubble just burst. Okay, a house a year ago or 18 months ago went for, say, $250,000. All those houses were built with mostly illegal alien labor, and now all of a sudden, because the price didn't go down until the market fell out. The price didn't go down as long as the labor was cheap. The prices came down because people quit buying them in the economy.
That's supply and demand, and I would suggest that you could, in fact, deal with the housing bubble problem here in this country by, in fact, allowing people to come here so that, there's all these rentals that people bought up on spec would then be filled with people that would pay for them.
And it's also not a free market, so it's not a real fair example. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not a free market in that I can't just go and hire a work crew and go and start building houses. I have to have government licenses and permission slips in order to go around and
do that.
Not
to mention that the Federal Reserve was inflating the currency by pumping all kinds of free money and encouraging the banks to lend. And of course, the liberal policies of Congress saying that you can't if somebody's got a heartbeat, they deserve a house.
Alex is in New Jersey on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I really appreciate you holding me over for 2 hours.
It's tough to get on Saturday.
Tough being a chronic inmate.
What's on your mind?
So you were asking before about the drones and whether or not it would be moral to take them down. Now I want to pose a similar question to you. Do you know how cops like to hide in certain places along the highway to get people for speeding?
Yes.
Well, a lot of the times they'll park in pretty much unowned land or public land in the middle of nowhere to go and do that. And they always park in the same spot each time. And I was thinking, what if you got a bunch of caltrops and just when they're not there, just throw them down there? Because nobody's there, and then when they go and they drive up to it, their tires will go. What do you think about that?
I think it's in the same category, personally.
I don't know, man.
Well, do you have any moral convictions about it?
It's hard for me to care because
I mean,
as long as the cops are out there hurting peaceful people, I wouldn't really have any objection to it. I'm not going to go out and engage in that behavior personally, but I wouldn't necessarily object to it.
Mark, tell me why you don't like it.
Because, well, for one, the police officers may be doing something there that I consider to be sort of a legitimate...
Trapping speeders?
Well, let's not forget that they're also looking for people that are driving dangerously. I do believe the cops should be out looking for people driving dangerously. They may disagree with me as to what dangerous driving is, and I have a problem with how they you know, pick up speeders all the time as revenue generation, but, you know, that's a different situation. I just don't like it. I'm not for it in the sense that it... seems too much like vandalism to me.
Thanks for the call tonight, Alex. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich. Rich in New Hampshire, going once. Rich, New Hampshire, going twice. Let's try instead Brainwashed in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brainwashed.
Hey, how's it going, homie? Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
A buddy of mine, he introduced me to one of his friends and told me if I was to... basically use my job position and get information from my job to give to him that I could probably make a lot of money under the table. And I was like thinking, all right, well, you know, it's probably, I'll probably get terminated if I was to get caught like on the spot and possibly prosecuted. I don't know, but it's worth it because it's worth like lots and lots of money if it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, it does work out. And I was to get, like, a whole bunch of money. I'm thinking, all right, well, how am I supposed to spend this money? I can't just, like, put it in the bank because, like you were saying earlier, you can only put in, like, $8,000 at a time, and then there's structuring and all that stuff.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about possibly, like, I don't know. He was saying, like, possibly, like, $100,000 a year or something like that.
It sounds like there's a good chance that what you're talking about is a sting, as opposed to, you know, legit, because...
No, man, I mean, this dude's, I mean, he sounds legit, and he's a friend with my buddy. My buddy, I mean, he says he's rolling with them with other stuff, too, which is a little bit less legit than what we're talking about. So, I mean, if he's doing the other stuff that's a little bit, you know... Well,
if you're putting in a little bit in the bank, and you know, I don't know what the current rules are, you might want to look into that. But if you aren't structuring it, if you're just putting money into the bank over time, you know, they're not really looking too close at the smaller transactions. You can use it to pay the bills on the house. You can use it to pay the rent, things like that.
And if you want to save money, gold or silver or things are ways
that
one can.
That's what I was thinking. But how am I supposed to buy gold and silver unless I have a check? I have to have, you know.
You can send a money order in.
Money
Which,
order.
There are also rules on money orders, too, so you have to be careful where you buy them and things
What's
like that. You have to buy
the money
below
orders?
Some.
What's the cap on the money orders, though? Like
It depends. There are different. I don't think there's one strong rule across the industry. You just have to go and try to buy one and see if they ask for ID, and then figure out, you know, which companies are asking for what. We're out of time. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.